Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. Before we get started today, I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. I've noticed that our listenership is growing, and it's not only just the ladies, it's also the guys. So welcome guys. I'm glad that you're tuning in and getting something out of this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to leave a review and rate the podcast so that other people can more easily find it and hopefully get some benefit out of it too. All right, so let's get into it. In today's episode, we are covering how to take small, intentional steps. Now that 2016 is just a couple days away, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about the goals that I've set for the year, the vision that I have for the year, and all the exciting, unexpected things that are so likely and guaranteed, in fact, to happen. And I'm excited to see where it goes. Have you taken the time yet to go through the goal setting and go through the visualization and figure out what it is that you want out of this year, or what it is that you don't want? Actually, both, a combination of both, so that we can have a better vision of what you want your life to look like this year to make it a little sexier. Now, whether you have really, really big ambitions and goals, or just a couple of very simple, basic goals, whatever it is that you're setting out to do this year, it really helps to break it down. Okay, so if you break it down into small, actionable steps, first of all, you want to break down what is the next practical thing that I need to do, the next actual action that I need to take to get a little closer to my goal. Because if you just try to take everything head on all at once, it can be a little overwhelming and you'll fizzle out and burn out really quickly because we can't go full speed ahead and go full steam all the time. It's just not realistic and nobody can do it. No one can maintain that. So don't expect that from yourself. A really practical way to get closer to your goals and accomplish what you want to accomplish is to set goals that are in 30 to 90 day increments versus for the whole year so that you can celebrate the steps along the way instead of just looking forward to the big finish line at the end. So make things more short-term goals. It really should be, like I said, 30 to no longer than 90 days. And in that time frame, decide what is it that I want to accomplish in this time? Is it establishing a habit of exercising? Is it establishing a habit of practicing gratitude? Is it making more of your own homemade meals instead of eating out as much, saving more money, or losing 10 pounds or a certain number of inches? Just set smaller increments of time for yourself to accomplish those goals. And that way you'll be more motivated to also stay on top of it versus thinking, oh, I've got the whole year to lose 30 pounds, or I've got the whole year to figure out my eating plan. So what's the big deal if I fall off the wagon for a bit? And while you will still have guaranteed those high and low moments of motivation and inspiration, this will help you stay more focused and excited about your goals. Also, during this time that you are setting these shorter increment goals, keep in mind that the foundation of all of this is building habits. So if you focus on establishing good, healthy habits for your body, for your mind, for your emotional state of being, all of the other things are going to follow suit. In fact, I personally believe that healthy habits are so important and so crucial to long-term success that if in 2016 all you do is establish good habits and you don't lose a lot of weight or you don't see a lot of changes in your body, that is such a huge accomplishment and it's going to set you up for big, big successes in the future, way past 2016. So as you tackle your goals and New Year's resolutions in 2016, keep these two things in mind. Set goals in 30 to 90 day increments and focus on building and establishing healthy habits. That's it for today, and thanks for joining me on the Journey to Sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.